You're listening to Ira of Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs!
Good evening, Iowa Bulldog football fans. Ben Moore here with you for the third game of district play for the Ira Bulldogs as the Bulldogs are going to take on the Roby Lions. Bulldogs pinned out there as captains. It's going to be the five seniors. 24, Dimitri Juarez, 99, Cooper Caswell, 25, Quade Campbell, and 21, Caden Castillo, and the number 7, Caden Forey, staying on the sideline.
Not much wind, but my mic is picking up a lot.
Let me just get all that sorted out while they're doing the coin flip, and we'll be with you here soon.
Lions won the toss as they will receive the opening kickoff.
All right, Lions won the opening toss. They're going to receive the kickoff.
From the
both of these teams are heading to the inflatable football. The helmet of the Lions looks like a Lions sweet bicep. 8 minutes on the clock before kickoff. So, again, big important game for the Bulldogs is there. Right now, 2-0 in district play. Other teams from around. Hermely is playing Westbrook tonight, and Highland is playing Rochand, the other team in our district. Which teams Roby played, and kind of get an idea for them. Sorry, my phone is going incredibly slow. There we go. So, Roby lost to Hermely 52-6 to open up district, and then last week they lost to Westbrook 49-0. Looking at the schedule, Roby has not won a game yet. They opened up the season with a loss. And a lot of teams have had a tough schedule. A lot of dominant teams on their schedule, and certainly against the Bulldogs tonight. Coming out big wins against Highland last week. So, get ready for a kickoff here in just a few minutes. The Lions, if you're looking at the field, the Bulldogs are on the left side of the field, kicking to the right. The kicker is going to be number 1, Castillo for Ira. Last week, and really throughout the year, we've seen Castillo kind of kick it to the corner pretty high, and it's turned out well for the Bulldogs most of the time. They've also run out and onside it several times. We'll see what they do here. They're going to break the huddle and spread out wide. All right, Castillo getting ready for the kick, and there it is. It's going to be short. Land out of bounds around the 20-yard line, so it's going to end up giving the Lions a first and 15 from the 30. Yep. Football falls out of bounds on the near side. It'll set up a 1st and 15 for the Lions from their own 30-yard line as the dominant dog makes to the field. Lions going to send one receiver to the far side, and they're going to have two in the backfield with quarterback under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch to a running back running on the near side. Hit by Hernandez and Castillo, brought down after a gain of about 5. Turn that mic down so you don't hear the bell so much. So it's going to set up a 2nd and 10 for the Lions, coming from their own 35-yard line, 9:40 left in the first quarter, 0-0 after one play. Same formation for the Lions. One receiver spread out way far to the top side. There's a handoff underneath on the dive. Big old boy gets the ball. He's hit by 4 or 5 Bulldogs. Brought down. Looks like Caden Forey was on the bottom. So gain of, they're going to give him a yard, and that seems pretty generous to me. It was just a dive, handoff right underneath. Hit by 5 of the 6 Bulldogs. The other Bulldog was the corner who was on the receiver way at the other end of the field. So good team defense there. 9 minutes left in the first quarter in counting. It's going to be a 3rd and 9 for the Lions. One receiver spread wide to the far side. One receiver spread near. 3 in the backfield in the shotgun. And Coach Goodwin catches something. Yells at the ref. He sees that it's going to be an offside on Roby. Center put his hand on the ball. Coach yelled something. He took his hand off the ball. He can't do that. So Coach Goodwin yelled it, and the ref noticed it and threw the flag. So that's going to back the Lions up 5. It'll set up a 3rd and 14. Same formation for the Lions. One to the far side, one to the near side. Both spread out wide. 3 in the backfield in the shotgun. There's a snap. Quarterback gets the ball, drop back. He's going to toss it to the receiver on the far side. It's going to be intercepted by Collier. CJ ran down the field guarding that receiver the whole time. Looked back up, saw the ball, and it was almost like CJ was the intended receiver. Catches it. It's going to be a turnover, an interception. He was brought down at the Bulldogs' 15-yard line, so the dominant dog defense coming up with a quick turnover. It's going to set up 1st and 15 from the Bulldogs' 15 with 8:32 left in the first quarter. 0-0 is the score. Bulldogs going to come out in the under center, but not in the eye. Now they're going to motion. There's a snap pitch to Payne. You're running on the near side. Payne cuts it back to the far side now. He's going to toss it deep. He's got a wide open Warren just outside of Dimitri's hands. It would have been a walk-in touchdown. There was nobody around, and they all thought that Jaron was going to run it. I did too. Jaron ran to the near side. It wasn't there, so he cut to the far side, and then he saw Dimitri toss, just nicked the tips of his fingers. It's going to set up a 2nd and 15 for the Bulldogs from their 15-yard line. 8:24 left in the first. Bulldog kick set in the I formation this time. Hernandez is going to be under center. There's the snap. Pitch back to Payne. You're running on the far side. He's got a hole. He's going to bust through. Gets close to a first down. They're going to call him about a yard, maybe 2 short. They're going to set up a 1.5, 2 yards. For the 7:58 left in the first quarter and counting. Bulldogs faces a 3rd and 1. Coming out in the eye, Hernandez under center, Juarez the middleman, and it's going to be Claxton the deep man. This time with a handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez gets the ball, powers his way forward for a gain of about 7 or 8. It'll be plenty for a first down. Dimitri gets the ball all the way to the Bulldogs' 38-yard line. So it'll be a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 38 right at midfield.
There we go, Bulldogs.
Set in the I formation again. There's a snap pitch back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, dancing around the backfield. He's going to dump it to the cutoff man, Castillo. Castillo gets the ball running. It's going to be a gain of about, 10, 11 yards. So it'll be a second and what looks like 5 or 6 for the Bulldogs. Maybe not even, maybe 2nd and 4. Bulldogs going to get set in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez, Juarez, and Pena. There's snap hits to Pena running on the far side. He's got a hole and some. Pena's supported by one defender. He's going to get a touchdown. He's at the 5, dives into the end zone. Are they going to say he got enough? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Great effort by Jaron, diving towards the end zone, able to get the ball in. Referee sees it, calls it a touchdown. So now it's going to be the 2-point field goal for the Bulldogs. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez is the holder, and Castillo is going to be the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. That puts the score 8-0 with 6:31 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Lions. Sponsors for this broadcast include McCallan Farms. McCallan Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities, from playing field to the classroom. S. McCallan Photography. S. McCallan takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The First Church of God in Ira is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira School at 6240 West Deffin, 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Iowa community, and we're a church that loves God and loves others, and we believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome in Iowa Methodist Church. So Bulldogs getting ready to do the kickoff. Again, the Dominant Dog defense started the game. It was an interception by Collier at the Bulldogs' 15-yard line that started the first drive for the Bulldogs after just 3 plays from the Lions on offense, and then the Bulldogs are able to methodically drive down the field and score. So the score is now 8-0. Ira leading the Lions with 6:31 left in the first quarter. Castillo is lining up to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. He kicked it out of bounds around the 20-yard line. That's what Caden likes to do, is to get high and short, kind of in the corners. That's what he's going to do this time. If they're not in a corner, just straight back. He kicks it high, and it's going to roll into the end zone for a touchback. So it's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Lions from their own 25-yard line. So 6:31 left in the first quarter. Ira leading 8-0 against the Roby Lions. Roby's going to break the huddle. They're going to line up in a tight formation. Quarterback's going to be under center, only one man behind him. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff. Going to try to run up the middle, but he's hit by this Dominant Dog defense right up front. There's Juarez and Pena in on the tackle. They're going to give him 1 yard on the carry. That seems a little generous, so it'll set up a 2nd and 14 for the Lions from their own 26-yard line now. 6:10 left in the first quarter and counting. Lions get set, same formation. The quarterback's under center. Everybody up on the line except for one man behind the quarterback. This time it's going to be a pitch to the near side, run of the sweep. It's going to be knocked around by Juarez. He's going to gain
I don't know, 3 yards on the carry. It's going to set up a 3rd and 11 for the Lions from their own 29-yard line. Lions came out in different formation this time. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, three in the backfield. They threw out of this on the last third down. Quarterback gets it, pitching to back. Looking to throw it, they're going to dump it off short. It's going to be brought out of bounds by the Bulldogs. As Caden Castillo in on the tackle, gaining is, 2-3 yards, maybe 4. It's going to set up a 4th and 9 for the Lions. Ball's going to be set at the 31-yard line of the Lions. 5:38 left in the first quarter and counting. Ira leading 8-0. Roby coming out in the same formation. One receiver to the far side, one to the near side, three sacks in the backfield. It's fourth down, looking to throw it. They're going to toss the ball. He's deflected. Graydon Hernandez there to deflect the ball from the receiver who would have, if he had caught it, he would have cut it at a first down marker. So Dominant Dog defense again holds their own, stops the ball. It's going to be a turnover on downs. Iowa's going to take over at the Lions 31 yard line. Bulldog's going to come out. In the J, Hernandez under center, Pena behind him. There's a snap handoff to Pena, who runs just right up the middle, hit just on the other side of the line of scrimmage. He's going to gain about a yard on the carry. But 2nd and 14 for the Bulldogs. Ball's right at the 30-yard line of the Lions. Bulldogs going to come out in the eye. Fernandez, Juarez, and Claxton. There's a snap pitch to Claxton running on the far side. He's going to be hit and brought down after a gain of around 5, maybe 6 is what they're going to give him. That'll put a 3rd and about 8. Maybe 7. Ball's going to be at the line and right in between the 24-25 yard line. 4:23 left in the first half, or first quarter. Bulldogs leading 8-0, and the offense is marching down the field. It's going to be the eye again. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the far side. Pena's got enough for a first down and some. Still dragging one of the defenders before he's pushed out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. So it'll be a 1st and goal for the Bulldogs from around the 9, maybe the 8. Bulldogs standing in the play, waiting to break the huddle. There it is, 4:07 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 8-0 and coming out. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Hernandez rolls to the near side, looking to throw the ball. He's got Juarez open in the middle, tosses it just a little bit behind. It's going to fall incomplete.
We've got 2nd and goal for Bulldogs.
The hard pass. Hernandez was rolling to the near side. Lions covered the two first looks, the two receivers, and Juarez kind of turned around and popped up in the middle of the end zone. But just a little bit behind him, so falls incomplete. It's going to be a 2nd and goal from the 8 for the Bulldogs as they get set in the eye. There's a snap. It's to Pena running on the near side. Pena bounces his way into the end zone for his 2nd touchdown of the game. So that puts the score 14-0 as the Bulldogs get ready to do the 2-point kick. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez is the holder, and Castillo is the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's good. The score is going to be 16-0 with 3:58 left in the first quarter. Ira leading the Lions.
Sponsors for the broadcast include. Okay. Sponsors for the broadcast include Snyder's Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. The proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned Bell Cypress Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs. Pizza Inn with an all-day pizza buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal with hot prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available in a roll-off container service with portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Bulldogs getting set to do the kickoff again. Castillo going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. He kicked it out of bounds around the 20 in the first kick, had a touchback on the second one. See what he can draw up here. There's the kick. It's going to be a low end-over-end kick. Hit one of the Roby's special team foot still on the ground, and then Roby's just going to fall on top of it. It was a weird kick. It didn't bounce. It kind of rolled on its side. Hit one of the Roby Lions who wasn't trying to touch it, and then the deep man back tried to pick it up and bobbled it, but he just jumped on top of it. The Lions are going to not have good field position. The Bulldog special team's coming through. They're going to have a first and 15 from their own 16-yard line, sorry. 3:52 left in the first quarter. Lions come out in a spread formation. One receiver to the far side, one to the inside, three. Vecchio, they're going to throw the ball. It's going to ball incomplete. There's a flag that comes back. They may say that it's pass interference. We'll see exactly what the call is and why it says it. Here's a close call. A little bit nitpicky. He was going to say pass interference, but Raiden hit the receiver before he got to the ball. So that's going to be a big penalty. It'll be a first down for the Lions. And instead of it a first and 16, it's going to move the ball up 15 yards. It'll be a first and 15 from the 31-yard line of the Lions now. Same formation for the Lions. Spread, one to the far side, one to the near side, three in the backfield. There's the snap. Quarterback gets it looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it over the head of his intended receiver, and it falls incomplete. So that's going to set up a second and 15. Lions haven't had much success against the Bulldogs tonight in anything. They haven't run the ball very well against them. Now they turn to the air, but they've already thrown an interception. And to my knowledge, I think they've completed two short passes for about 5 yards total. But they're going to come out in the same formation again. Second and 15 from the Lions 31. The ball snaps over the head of the quarterback, and he's going to toss it up deep. Collier's right underneath there. It's going to be Collier's second interception of the game. Collier's still on his feet. He's at the 40. It's down to the 30-yard line. He's been breaking for a couple people. He may get a pick six here. It's going to be brought down about the 6-yard line of the Bulldogs. So Kiko intercepts the ball at the 30, runs all the way down to the 6-yard line. It's going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs. And that's the second interception of the day for the sophomore, Collier. So 3:25 left in the first quarter. Ira leading 16-0, but a big interception for the Bulldogs running down the field puts them in scoring range. Look at you ready in the eye. There's the snap hit to Claxton running to the near side. Time to dart several defenders. He's going to maybe get up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him about a yard.
It's going to be a second and goal from, right at where the stick was. So it'll be about a second and goal from the six for the Bulldogs. As soon as Claxton got the ball, there were defenders there in his face. He had to work his way just to get to the line of scrimmage. Bulldogs came out in the same formation, the I. There's a snap pitch to Claxton running on the far side. This time Claxton cuts up the middle. He's caught from behind. It's going to be brought down. Gains about a yard on this carry. So it's going to be a third and goal for the Bulldogs. They're going to move the sticks up a little bit, but not even enough to call it a yard. So we'll call it a first and goal from the stick. Flag on the play. It's going to be a false start on the Bulldogs. So, big interception by Collier, but after that, the Bulldog offense hasn't been able to do much so far. Now they're shooting themselves in the foot. So, instead of a first and goal from the six, it's going to be a third and goal from the six. It's going to be a third and goal from the 11. All right, Bulldogs going to get set in the I formation again. There's a snap pitch to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He tosses it in the end zone. He's got Bishop there just outside, just a little tall for Derek. And Derek is a tall boy. Hits his fingertips as he's falling to the ground. So it's going to be a fourth down for the Bulldogs. Fourth and goal from the 11. 2:12 left in the first quarter. Our leading 16-0. Looks like Coach Goodlum's going to let the clock run down and call a timeout. Yes, that's exactly what happened. So, faced with a 4th and 11, Coach Goodlum opts to call a timeout, gather his team, recollect as the Bulldogs are faced with a 4th and 11 from their own 11, 4th and goal from their own 11 with 2:12 left in the first quarter, leading 16-0. Sponsoring free Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home finance. Iowa Baptist Church is just a glorified God by making disciples from the gospels and preachers, teachers, workers, community service, and multiplication. Visit FCCIowa.com for more information. Find Iowa Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. See if I can find some scores from other districts. Sorry, that might be some interest to it. Mark your calendar, the annual fall festival. Kick-off night here at the game. The Bulldogs are seeking to raise money for St. Valentine's. She battled with cancer again. In prayer for her and supporting any way that she felt led to. We bought some cookies and they were delicious. Hermley and Westbrook, the score is 16-8. Hermley Westbrook. 16, Westbrook, Hermes 8, now halfway through the first quarter. Highland is leading Rotan 24-0 at the end of the first quarter. Bulldogs get in the huddle, break the huddle. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Bulldogs break the huddle. Claxton had the ball, threw it into the end zone. It falls incomplete, so that's going to be a turnover on downs by the Bulldogs. Really the first negative thing that's happened to the Bulldogs tonight. You know, Collier gets the interception, runs it down to the 6-yard line, and from there, the offense not able to punch it in, but it is going to give the Lions terrible field position as they're going to take over from their own 11-yard line. One receiver to the far side, quarterback's going to be under center. There's a snap, pitch back looking to throw the ball. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He's going to have enough for a first down end zone. He's finally going to be brought down by Pena at about the 37, 38-yard line of the Lions. So that was a pitch back. Quarterback was looking to throw it, decided to tuck it and run. It took a while before the Bulldogs could get to him to stop it. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Lions from their own 37-yard line. There's the snap, pitch back looking to
throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldogs. Now they're just going to dump it off short. Still on their feet. In fact, it's going to be a touchdown for the Lions. Just a short pass down underneath to the receiver, and then he was able to, I don't know what you call it, just shuffle his feet. The Bulldog couldn't tackle him, and he ran his way into the end zone. Wasn't faster than Ira, just more tackling and bad luck on the Bulldog's part. So now the score is going to be 16-6 as Roby gets ready to kick the two-point field goal. There's a snap. Oh, the kick. The ball's up, and it's going to be blocked by Ira. Didn't see which Bulldog was there. Maybe Campbell's getting a bunch of high fives, so blocked by Sway. So that'll keep the score 16-6 with 1:23 left in the first quarter. Ira leading Roby, but lost some momentum there and looking to gain it back. Offers for the broadcast include McCallan Farms. McCallan Farms is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs, all activities from on the playing field to the classroom. S. McCallan Photography, summer takes team photos, team sport photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The First Church of God in Ira is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. All right, Bulldog's going to send Claxton, this deep man, back, but Roby's going to put the ball on the tee and line up like they're going to onside it to the far side. And Ira leading 16-6. Big interception by Collier. The Bulldog's going to turn over, and then the Lions get lucky with the touchdown. There's the kick. It's going to be an end-over-end kick. Picked up by Castillo. Still on his feet. Runs forward to the 35-yard line up to Bulldog. Who's going to set up a first and 15 for Ira from their own 35-yard line. Bulldogs get set in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez Juarez Pena. There's a snap. It's Pena running on the far side. He's got a seam and a hole. If he can hit it, he's going to get a touchdown. There's nobody around him, and Pena's going to walk in the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldogs. Jaron got the ball, got the edge, and got going, was able to run a 45-yard touchdown for Ira after the last offensive series went stagnant at the 6-yard line. So good momentum swing for Ira. The score is 22-6 right now as the Bulldogs are ready to kick the 2-point field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's going to be blocked by Roby. So, with that blocked field goal, the score is going to be 22-6. Ira leading Roby with 52 seconds left in the first quarter. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to Ira Schools at 6240 West FM, 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community where the churches love God and love others. We believe prayer makes a difference. You're welcome to Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. The proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned Bell Cypher and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Pizza in an all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough, making daily. I'd like to sound system quit there for just a second, but it didn't stop the cheerleaders with the crowd. They kept going with the fight song. So Bulldogs getting ready to kick the kickoff. 52 seconds left in the first quarter. Ira leading 22-6 outside of one offensive play and one offensive series for the Bulldogs, so one offensive play by the Lions and one offensive series by Ira, it has been all Bulldogs tonight. Theo gets the signal, runs up, kicks the ball. It's going to be high and short, lands around the 20, and it's going to roll out of bounds at about the 16-17-yard line. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Lions from their own 30-yard line. No time off the clock. Score's going to stay the same. 22-6 as Roby gets set in the spread formation. They've run out of this. They've passed out of this. The Lions really haven't done much on offense. They had one pass. It was a check down. Get the ball. They're looking to throw it again. And quarterback's going to throw the ball after being pursued by Juarez. It's going to fall incomplete as the receiver was being guarded by Forey, so it'll set up a second and 15 from the Lions' 30-yard line for the Lions. 43 seconds left in the first quarter. Ira leading 22-6. Lions come out in the same formation. They're letting their receivers run, letting the quarterback try to make something happen, keep the play alive with his legs. They're snap, pitch back to the quarterback doing exactly that. They're going to check it down. They're going to have enough for a first down and some. Finally brought down by Hernandez. Gets the ball all the way to Ira's 20, so 30-yard gain. Again, it was a check down. Same player runs down the field. Not the fastest, just a strong boy. Arm tackles aren't going to bring him down, so it'll set up a first and 15 for Roby. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs' 19-yard line. Nine seconds left in the first quarter. The Roby coach calls a timeout. I don't know if he was going to try to let it go to the second quarter or not, but he didn't have time with the play clock. So Roby calls a timeout with 6 seconds left in the first quarter. Ira leading 22-0. Sponsors for the broadcast include Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metal, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and carbide. Is an on-site cleanup available. Roll-off container service, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large to call today. Structural pipe and rods are available in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrew. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank got the team at home, financing. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples for gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Visit fbciira.com for more information and find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. First and 15 for the Lions from the Bulldogs' 19-yard line. The only success the Lions have had against the dominant Dodge defense is just a check down to who was their running back. And once he gains a little steam, he will run through the arm tackles. The Lions come out in the spread formation again. One receiver to the near side, one to the far side. Way spread out. This time they're going to throw the ball again on Collier. Collier's going to deflect it. He has been playing an extremely great defensive game so far in the first quarter. That's his second deflection. He's had two interceptions as well. And with that deflection, it's going to get us to the end of the first quarter. Ira leading Roby 22-6.
All right, where we get set again in the spread. Throw the ball up.
The pass is all incomplete.
Sorry, took a bite of the cookie. Pass ball's incomplete. Hernandez was there with the defense. Roby just trying to sneak one past Hernandez, not one to throw it to Collier again. Braden there with perfect defense.
Perfect 15 for
the receiver was all over his back. There was a good one looking at the back judge. The back judge is laughing, but. .954 left. It's going to be a third and 15 for the Lions from the Bulldog 19-yard line. Spread formation again. There's a snap. Pitchback looking to throw the ball. This time he's taking it. There's going to be a holding. The quarterback is going to be pushed out of bounds.
Now there's a penalty flag on the play.
Holding on the Lions is what the call will likely be.
Only
yep. That's how the quarterback was able to get the edge of the Bulldogs defense. The senior 40 was held by the lineman. That's going to back the Lions up. He started walking and he walked back to the white hat. They move the marker. That's going to back the Lions up, I don't know, a good amount. That's going to set up a second and 20-something. There's snap, spread formation. Roby looking to throw the ball. There's another hold there. And another flag comes in.
There's another flag on the play.
Going to be another hold on the line. And so it's the same kid holding Caden Corey. Corey's they're running to Caden's side. Caden's trying to turn and chase him, and they're not letting him go. Referee's doing a good job of calling it. That's going to back the Lions up again. Coach Goodwin asking where the ball went out. He may not have taken it. Instead, they're going to back him up again. They didn't get much, if anything. So now it's going to be a second and good gracious, 35. Referees now huddle back up. Referees are talking, not sure what they're talking about. Maybe talking about which down it is. If the yard marker says second. We think it should be third. Something is going on. Now the first partner's the fourth down. So now it looks like Coach Goodman's going to decline the penalty. He's going to force the Lions into what's going to be a fourth and a lot, fourth and about 25. So Lions going to have the ball at the Bulldog 29-yard line. All that talk trying to figure out what down marker. It was second down. Fourth for the Lions. They toss the ball deep into the end zone. It's going to fly way over the head of the intended receiver. Collier was the defensive end anyway. It's going to fall incomplete and be a turnover on down. So there was some miscommunication with the referees as they were trying to figure out what down and distance it was. There was that one play at the end of the first quarter And it looks like the Yardman didn't get down, so Coach Goodman declined those holding penalties, which forced a 4th and 25, an incomplete pass, and now it's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 29-yard line. Bulldogs going to get set in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez, Juarez, then Claxton will be the deep man. There's the snap pitch to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Lions. Now he's just going to take off and run. He's got the edge. He's going to have enough for a 1st down. Not much more. Game of about 20 or so by the time they start it. So that's going to flip the field. It'll be a 1st down for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Lion 33-yard line. Get set, same formation, but this time Payne is going to be the deep man. There's a snap. Payne has got it running to the near side. He's got some room to go. If he'll turn on the burners, he's going to get there, and he is! Touchdown, Bulldogs! That puts the score 28-6. Ira leading the Lions, leading Roby here with 9:03 left in the half. Bulldogs getting ready for the two-point kick. It's going to be Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Castillo the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good. With that made field goal, that makes you score 30-6. Ira leading the Lions with 9:03 left in the half. I mean, look at some scores from around the area of the district game. All right. Highland is leading Roby 38-0 with 6:40 left in the second quarter. And Westbrook is leading Hermley 32-22 with 7:27 left in the second quarter. Looks like Hermley getting Westbrook a little bit of a battle here as the Bulldogs, again, outside of one, really maybe two offensive plays by the Lions and then one offensive series from the Bulldogs. It's been all Ira here tonight on Pink Out Night. Bulldogs get ready to kick the ball. Castillo likes to kick it high into the corners. This side of the field, kicking it this way may be a little bit better for him. The wind is blowing just slightly towards him to kind of help lift and carry that ball. There it is. It's going to be high and short, caught at the 15-yard line. Roby, return man, fell before anybody touched him at the 20-yard line. We'll give that tackle to the field crew. It'll be a 1st and 15 for the Lions. Ball's going to be set at their own 21-yard line. 8:59 left in the half. Ira leading 30-6. Roby going to send one receiver way out wide to the near side. There's a snap. Pitch back looking to throw the ball. They're going to dump it off short. Miscommunication between the quarterback and the cutoff man. Quarterback threw it to one spot. Cutoff man ran to a different spot. It falls incomplete. So it's going to be a 2nd and 15 for the Lions now with 8:54 left in the half. Bulldogs leading the Lions 30-6. Same formation. One receiver way out wide to the near side. Everybody else has been tight. There's the snap. Pitchback looking to throw the ball again. They're going to jump it off short. Castillo's going to grab the receiver and tackle him for a loss of about 4 yards. Quarterback got hit when he was throwing it, barely got the ball out. It was caught by the cutoff man, and then Castillo hit him before he could even get to the line of scrimmage, dropped him back 5 yards. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 19 for the Lions, and the ball's going to be set at their 16-yard line. Roby decides to call a timeout, try to recollect their thoughts. So with that, I want to say thanks to the sponsors who support this broadcast. McAllen Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from the playing field to the classroom. S. McAllen Photography, summer camp game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. I thought the teams were breaking the huddle, but now the Lions are. So it's going to be a 3rd and 19 for the Lions. Ball's going to be on their own 16-yard line. The only success they found on offense is when they jump it off short to one receiver. Anything else has really not been much for the Lions at all tonight. They're going to come out and spread one receiver way wide. Lions were one man short. They only had 5 on the field. They're going to run him in. So it's going to be spread. One receiver way far wide, one to the near side. Drop back looking to throw the ball. Quarterback going to toss it. It's going to be not being complete by Hernandez. Great defense. The ball was in the hands of the receiver, and Hernandez got his hand in there to knock the ball loose, deflect it to the ground. So now it's going to be a 4th and 19 for Roby. Ira leading 30-6 with 8:13 left in the half. It's going to be a 4th and 16. Roby runs out of the huddle. It's set in a punt formation. And that's what they're going to do is punt the ball. It's high and it's wide. It's going to land out of bounds at the 39-yard line of the Bulldogs.
It's going to be 1st and 15 Bulldogs.
Oh. Bulldogs going to take over. So it'll be a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own, where they put it, 38-yard line. Backed it up a lot. Bulldogs get set in the eye. There's Matt Fernandez, gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looks to throw the ball, uncorks it deep. He's got Castillo. Oh! So Claxton's in there. He said, dropped one on that one, a little bit out there, but catchable. So that's going to be an incomplete pass. Set up a 2nd and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 37-yard line. Bulldogs get set in the eye. Hernandez, Juarez, and Claxton be the beat man. There's a snap pitch for Claxton running on the near side. He can't catch the line of scrimmage, trying to fight off a few guys, but he's going
to
be brought down. They're going to say he got to the line of scrimmage. So now it'll be a 3rd and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 38-yard line. 7:35 left in the half and counting. Ira leading 30-6. So Adams gets set, shoulder to shoulder in the shotgun this time. There's the snap. Hits to Collier running on the far side. Collier hit in the backfield, still on the feet, trying to fend off, and he's hit by three lines. He's going to be dropped way.
That
little loss of about 8-9 yards. Going to set up a short and long for the Bulldogs from their own 29-yard line now. Bulldogs come out in the spread. Two receivers to the inside in the shotgun. Pitch back to Claxton. Claxton in the backfield looking to throw the ball. And breaks the leg from one defender on his feet and ends up in the line of scrimmage. He can get the first down. He's going to have the first down and some. Decided to run it instead of the tackle out of bounds over by the horse collar and throw the flag. That's going to be a huge run by Claxton all the way inside the 20-yard line of the Lions and then pack the penalty on. That's going to get the Bulldogs to a first and goal situation.
Personal foul penalty against the Lions.
Personal foul against the Lions. Dean Claxton was brought down around the 20. Now they're going to give him half the distance to set the ball at the 10-yard line.
From the 10-yard line.
So it'll be a first and goal for the Bulldogs from the 10. 6:28 left in the half. Ira leading 38-6. Gets set in the eye to Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's the snap. It's Pena running on the near side. Pena gets around the edge. Now he cuts it back on the inside. Still on his feet. It's going to be the Pena, the power run into the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldogs. There's about three line defenders there. I thought, oh, they're all going to have a chance at Jared. And he just darted in between them all. Let's say we'll get in the end zone for a touchdown. So now the score is going to be 36-6 as the Bulldogs get ready for the 2-point field goal. Bishop, the snapper, Hernandez, the holder, Castillo, the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good.
Number 6:20
left in the half. Ira leading Roby 38-6. Sponsors for these broadcasts include Ira Methodist Church, Ira Methodist Church is a friendly traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira School at 6240 West Essex 1506 in Ira. We support the school and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you're welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce, proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. A proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs by locally owned Bill Pfeiffer Casino Home. Go Bulldogs. Something with the Therapeutics machine cuts out at this point in the song every time. But I guess it's a good thing we're playing the fight song enough that we notice those trends. So Bulldogs leading the Lions 38-6 with 6:20 left in the half. Again, just been a pretty dominant performance outside of a few plays by the Bulldogs. Castillo going to be the kicker for Ira. Gets that, gets the signal from the referees. Here's the run. He's going to kick it. Low, it's going to hit the ground at the 20, bounce, be picked up at the 4-yard line by Roby. Roby running, still on his feet, going to be hit by Caden Forey and brought down at around the 15-16-yard line. So it'll be a 1st and 15 for the Lions. They're going to say his forward progress stopped at the
16-yard line.
They're going to say stop at the 19. We're going to
be first and 15 for the Lions from their own 19-yard line. 6:11 left in the half. Ivory leading 38-6. Roby gets set this time, packed in tight under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath. Hit immediately by Castillo. They don't even get to the line of scrimmage. They're going to say they got to the line of scrimmage. It didn't look like they did to my eyes. It's going to be a second and 15 for the Lions from their own 19-yard line. That was just an attempt at a dive, but Castillo was right there to hit the running back. Going to be the same formation for the Lions, packed in tight with one man behind. There's that pitch back looking to throw the ball out of the tight formation, rolling around the backfield. Still on his feet. Now he's just going to try to tuck it and run. Doesn't get up to the line of scrimmage. Juarez is there for the sack. That's going to drop him back about 5 yards. Looks like he didn't have any open receivers down wide, so he just tucked the ball and tried to run, and Dimitri was able to catch him from behind for the sack. And so now it's going to be a third and 20 for the Lions. Ball's going to be set at their own 14-yard line. Dominant Don defense has been met tonight. One receiver spread out wide to the far side. Everybody else tucked in tight. There's the snap. Trying to run the sweep to the far side. Four, he's going to be right there to get the running back. They're going to say he gained maybe a yard on the carry. Just the senior four, he stepped right up, read the play perfectly, jumped right in front of the guard who's supposed to be blocking him and was right in the way of the running back. So it'll be a fourth and 19 now for the Lions from their own 15-yard line. They punted last time here, and it looks like they're going to do the same thing. Bulldog's going to send Jones back to try to receive the punt. There's the snap. There's the punt. Is a good punt. It's going to fall at the Bulldog 30-yard line, take a bounce backwards. It'll be down at the Bulldog 30. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 30-yard line. 4:05 left in the half. Ira leading 48-6. Bulldogs gets play and they're in the huddle waiting to break it. Bulldogs still haven't broke the huddle yet. Got 10 seconds left on the play clock. Gets set in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, Claxton. There's a snap. Fake pitch to Claxton. No, it's a handoff right up the middle to Castillo. I didn't even see it. They faked it so well. Just a great little trickery there by the Bulldogs. I thought Hernandez had the ball and was going to do a fake pitch to Claxton. Instead, he handed the ball off to Castillo to the center and was able to get the first down for the Bulldogs. So it's going to be a first and 15 for Ira from the Lion 29-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, two stacked in the backfield, and the spread for the Bulldogs. There's a snap, hit back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. Tosses it down deep. He's got two guys in the end zone. It's going to be...
A completely good Bulldog ending touchdown. It went off the hands of Castillo, right in the hands of Collier. So CJ is going to get credit for the touchdown.
I don't know if he was the intended receiver, but it worked out for the Bulldogs. That puts the score 44-6 with 3:35 left in the half as the Bulldogs get ready for the 2-point field goal. Bishop, the snapper. Hernandez, the holder. Castillo, the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, but just a little bit too much under it, not far enough, so it'll be incomplete, no good.
That will leave the score 44-6 with 3:35 left in the half. Sponsors for the broadcast includes
Pizza Inn, and all day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Either iron and metal with top prices made from all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and carbide. Not like enough food is available. Blow-off container service, portable shears, magnets, scalers, and car crushers. So job is too large. Call today. Structural piping rods are available in Cider, Hanson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Dan Drew. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Irish Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church is just to glorify God by leading disciples to the gospel center, preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication.
So now the Bulldogs lead 44-6 with 3:35 left in the half. He is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. And there's the kick. It's going to be high and short. Tied at the 15-yard line. Immediately hit by Castillo. So caught at the 15, ran forward to the 24-yard line. Leveled by Castillo. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Lions from their own 23-yard line. Okay. We'll be going to send one receiver to the far side, have the other stacked in tight, be under center. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw the ball. They've got a man deep. Loses the ball in the line. It's going to fall incomplete. A good break for the Bulldogs. Looks like there was just a breakdown in the coverage. If he'd have caught that, he'd have been gone. But he got all turned around. Ball falls incomplete. No harm, no foul. It's going to be a second and 50 for Ira. Ball on the 23-yard line of the Lions with 3:21 left in the half. Same formation. One receiver spread way out far wide. Under center. There's a snap. This time it's going to be a handoff. Right up the middle. Brought down by the Bulldogs. But not after the running back gains about 7 yards.
Well, that's just a 30-yard run. To bring up third down.
It'll be a third and eight for the Lions. Same formation for the Lions, under center with one receiver far, spread out wide to the far side. It's going to be handoff underneath again, hit by the Bulldogs. Not enough for a first down, so it's going to be a fourth and about two for the Lions.
If the Bulldogs are wanting to end the game at halftime, this is going to end up being an important
down here. Fourth and about two for the Lions. If the Bulldogs can stop them here, there's 2:25 left in the half and counting. That gives them a little bit of time to try to run down the field and score. One receiver spread wide. In the same formation under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath, and he's going to be stopped. Gains nothing. Barely gets up to the line of scrimmage on a dive. So it'll be a turnover on down. The dominant
defense does its job. Stands up tall.
And now the Bulldogs leading 44-6 with 2:08 in the half. Looking to score here and kick the field goal. Bulldogs going to get set. It's going to be the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, Claxton. There's a set pitch to Claxton running on the far side. Claxton's being pursued, immediately hit by multiple Lions. Drops the Bulldogs back about 5 yards, maybe 4. So it's going to set up a second and about 19, maybe 20. Ball's on the Bulldogs 39-yard line now. Bulldogs come out. One receiver spread wide in the shotgun. There's a snap. Hits back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's got Collier wide open deep. Collier going to catch it and walk him to the end zone for a touchdown. Bulldogs. Deep pass and catch for the Bulldogs. So now the score is 50-6 with 1:19 left. If the Bulldogs want to get up 45 at half, this kick is going to be important. Bishop's the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Castillo the kicker. There's the snap. The hold. The kick. The ball is up. And it's good. So now the score is 52-6, leading Roby with 1:19 left in the half. It's been all Bulldogs tonight outside of about one, maybe two offensive plays by the Lions and one dud of an offensive series by Ira. If you add all of that in, and the Bulldogs still leading by 46. Now the dominant Dodge defense is going to have to stand up strong. Alright, Lawrence and try. Here we go. Bulldogs getting ready for the kick. Castillo's gonna kick it high and deep. Caught at the 6-yard line. Still on his feet, running through several Bulldogs. Now he's finally gonna be brought down somewhere around the 30.
Get somebody. I didn't get them all, but that's all right. We've got some at the house.
Really wanted to give it to Keegan. He's been wanting one. That'll set up a 1st and 15 for the Lions with 1:09 left in the half. Ira leading 52-6. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath by the Lions. Right down by the Bulldogs after a gain of about 10.
Good thing Warren's not the quarterback for the Bulldogs. That ball's going everywhere.
That's how Callaway throws the ball. The best Callaway quarterback we've seen.
There's the snap. Hits the near side. Okay, that's for a first down for the Lions. It's going to be brought down.
We got distracted with the football.
Come out on the field, coming up called by the Lions.
The Lions going on the first time, 5 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 52-6. Roby marks down out for a first down. First down for the Lions from their from the Bulldogs 31-yard line. Around the area. All right, Highland is defeated the Yellowhammers 46-0. Put Highland at 2-1.
31 in the district and Rotan is 0-3. And Westbrook is leading firmly 54-30 with 2:25 left in the half.
All right, 35 seconds left in the half. Ira leading 52-6, but up by 46 points. If the Dominant Dog defense can keep the Lions from scoring, this game will end at halftime. Lions get set under center. One receiver spread out wide to the far side. There's the snap. Rollout looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldogs. Going to dump it short. Hit by Hernandez, hit by Castillo, hit by Pena. Lions going to be brought down, gain of about 11 or so. 18, 16, 15 seconds left in the half. Lions doing the hurry up. You got 10 seconds. And there's a snap. Bobble the ball. We're going to fall on top of it. That's going to be 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. And that halftime, Ira is getting 45 to Roby Lions at halftime. Good news with the short game is he's at home. The bad news is that Keith left over with the pretty assistant. So again, team that night for the Bulldogs, praying for UK. Anything we can do to help, anybody wants to support that, I know the kids raised a bunch of money this week for that, and you're prayed for and cared for. Ira 45's Roby, so goes to 3-0 in district. We will be back home next week against the Westbrook Wildcats, and we will certainly need you here, so I'll be live if you can't make it, but if you can be here, come. Cheer on the Bulldogs, give us a big home crowd advantage as we take on the Wildcats in district play. I'm going to sign off and we'll be with you next week here in Ira. Go Bulldogs.